Hey, this is Mac, co-host of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast, back with another episode of Deathbed Dave. For this third episode, we are starting at the beginning of Act 2. Here we go. Interior, car dealership, day. Dave is standing in the showroom with his arms folded, looking at a new car. A salesman, middle-aged, black, approaches. Salesman, good eye, my friend. Dave, I really dig this car. Salesman, want to take one of the models outside out for a test drive? Dave, no, I want this one. Salesman, but we can't really take it out for a drive. It's our showroom model. Dave, I don't care. I want it. What's the sticker price? The salesman looks at the sticker and locates the price with his finger. Just under $50,000. Dave, cool. Okay if I pay in cash? Salesman, absolutely. Do you have a trade-in? Dave points out the window to his car. Yeah, that piece of shit right there. Salesman, do you need anything from that car? Dave, just the plates. Salesman, great, nice and easy. Dave, actually, forget those plates. I want to start fresh. Salesman, no problem. That actually makes it easier. I can just get you some dealer plates for now. Dave, make it quick. I've got somewhere to be. Salesman, somewhere fun? Dave, yeah, a cemetery. The salesman gives Dave a confused look. Salesman, I'll go get my manager and take care of the paperwork. Dave, you've got a half hour. If the keys aren't in my hand by then, me and my money walk out the door. Exterior, car dealership, day. Dave gets into the new car and spins the tires as he drives out of the parking lot. Exterior, cemetery, day. Dave walks through a cemetery with his head down. The cemetery is large with many headstones and rolling hills. The wind blows slightly as the sun is blocked by clouds. Dave stops at Maggie's grave and bows his head. Hey, Maggie. How are you, sweetheart? Dave looks at around the cemetery and then back down at Maggie's grave. That's a stupid fucking question. Oh, sorry. I know how you felt about cursing. Things are good on my end. I came into some money. You should see the new car I just bought. It's really fucking sweet. Oops. The language again. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi. I gotta go say goodbye to Phil. Dave turns to walk away and then quickly turns back to Maggie's grave. And thanks again for the lamp. Dave continues walking until he arrives at Phil's plot. He finds a pastor and Val, a slender woman with dark hair and pale skin. Interior, nursing home room, evening. Flashback. Dave points to the picture on Phil's nightstand. Dave, what about her? Who's the girl in the picture? Phil looks at the picture and then back at Dave. Phil, that came with the frame. Back to exterior, cemetery, day. The pastor begins the sermon. We are gathered here today to celebrate the life of Philip Bradley. Phil was a good man. He fought for his country as a member of the Navy in World War II and lived his life to the best of his abilities. Dave looks up at Val, who is crying a little. The pastor continues on as Dave stares at Val. The sun briefly shines through the trees onto Phil's casket. A leaf falls onto the casket and the wind takes it away. The pastor finishes his sermon. Val looks up to see Dave looking at her. Dave quickly looks down at the ground. The pastor. So, go now in peace and keep Phil in your hearts and in your thoughts. Dave walks up to Phil's casket. Goodbye, Phil, you sneaky bastard. Val. Excuse me. How did you know Phil? Dave looks up startled to see Val standing in front of him. I just met him. We were working on a business arrangement when he passed. Val. Business? Dave. Val. I'm so sorry. I'm being rude. Let me introduce myself. I'm Val. I used to visit Phil from time to time at the nursing home. Dave. Pleasure to meet you, Val. I'm Dave. They shake hands. Dave continues. I didn't know Phil had any visitors. Young visitors, anyway. Val. I met him in the hospital a few years ago when he was sick. Dave. He was sick? Val. Real sick for a while. Dave. I didn't know that. You work at a hospital? Val. Yes, it's a long story. Clouds move in and a few raindrops fall. Dave. I don't have an umbrella. You? Val. No, I forgot to bring one. Dave. Want to grab a cup of coffee? I'd love to know more about Phil. Val. Sure. They walk away as Gleason watches them from behind a tree. Interior. Irish pub. Day. Dave and Val sit opposite each other in a wooden booth. A waitress approaches to take their orders. What can I get y'all? Val, I'll have a cup of coffee. Dave, make mine an Irish coffee. Val, actually make it two. Waitress, you got it. The waitress walks away. Val, I love hearing somebody say y'all in an Irish pub. Dave, God love those authentic Southern Irish. Val smiles at Dave. So what kind of business opportunity were you working on with Phil? Dave, well, I provide a service to the lonely and dying. Val, what kind of service? Dave, I'm a crossover companion. Val, a what? Dave, when people know the end is near and they have nobody else, they hire me to spend time with them. Val, wait, you're that Dave? Deathbed Dave? I heard about you at the nursing home. Dave, yeah, I'm not really fond of that nickname. Val, I'm sorry. Dave, it's okay. Comes with the territory, I guess. Val, I don't understand why Phil would hire you. I would have been there for him if he asked. Dave, yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe he didn't want to burden somebody close to him. Val, I didn't mean any offense. I just find it a little strange. Dave, no offense taken. Believe me, I know my job is an unusual one. Val, yeah, I bet. Dave, so how did you know Phil again? Val, right. I met him in the hospital when we were sick. Dave, I thought you said you worked at the hospital. Val, I do. Let me explain. The waitress brings their Irish coffees to the booth and walks away. Val continues. I'm a fertility doctor at Northside Hospital. Dave, Phil was trying to start a family? Val, no. I was also a cancer patient there. That's how I met Phil. Dave, wow, Phil had cancer? Val, yes, we both did. Dave, oh shit, I'm sorry. Val, I assumed a guy in your line of business would be a better listener. Dave, I know, I'm so sorry. Are you okay now? What kind of cancer did you have? Val, breast cancer. Dave, oh man, that's awful. Val, it was brutal, but luckily the doctors caught it early and here I am. Dave, how long ago was that? Val, 3 years. Dave, wow. Val, it's not really something I like to talk about that much. Dave, okay, sorry again, but I'm glad you're better now. Val, thanks. I think your story is way more interesting anyways. Dave, really? Val, yeah, you sit with the dying for a living. How do you do it? Why do you do it? Dave, I think it's because I can't stand the living. Besides, you're a fertility doctor. You help bring life into the world. All I do is escort it out. For a price. Val laughs. I don't work for free either. Dave, fair enough. Val, seriously, why do you do it? Dave, you might find this hard to believe, but I do what I do because I love getting to know strangers. Val, interesting. Dave, one day when I was a kid, I visited my grandfather in a home, and I noticed how many people there had nobody to talk to. So I started talking with all the lonely ones, and it didn't take long for me to figure out that people would happily pay for some last-minute companionship. Val, so how do you cope with all the death and sadness? Dave, that's the hard part. You do get numb to it after a while. And I know I'm no saint. I'm just trying to get by the best way I can, and this is how I do it. Val, I know you're not a saint, but you might not be that bad of a guy either. They finish their drinks as an old jukebox in the corner starts up. Val continues, it's getting a little loud, and I should get going. Dave, me too. Dave waves to the waitress and reaches for his wallet. When he opens the wallet, several $100 bills are sticking out. Val sees the money. Wow, business is good, huh? Dave, oh, some of my clients prefer to pay me in cash, you know, for tax purposes, estates, and stuff. Dave takes out a $100 bill and quickly stuffs the rest of the money back into his wallet. The waitress arrives at the booth and Dave hands her the money. Dave, we're all set. Waitress, great. I'll get you all some change. The waitress walks away. Val, I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by that. Dave, it's okay. Everything about me is a little odd. The waitress returns and hands Dave his change. Dave leaves a tip, and he and Val get up from their seats and walk to the exit. Exterior, Irish pub, day. Dave and Val are standing on the sidewalk in front of the pub. Dave, well, it was great meeting you, Val. Val, same here. They shake hands. Dave, maybe we can meet up again sometime. Val, maybe. Now we both know where the other one works. Dave, so I guess I'll see you around. Val, I guess you will. They smile at each other and walk away in different directions. Okay, that's a good place to end this episode. Once again, this is Mac, and I hope you're enjoying Deathbed Dave. Thanks for listening.